The Song of Zacharias, Part 3. The Day Spring Dawning. Whereby the Day Spring from on high hath visited us to give light. Luke 1, verse 78. In the beginning God spoke, "Let there be light," and the Spirit moved. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was light. Here, the very heart and kernel of the Lord's work was to bring light. I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. At the day spring of God's creation, his Word brought light. At the day spring of his visitation to the earth, he was that light. At the day spring of the new creation, his Spirit moves to bring light. Ye are the light of the world. Ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Jesus is not only the light that lights every man that comes into the world. He is the day spring himself, the bright morning star. For the day spring from on high hath visited us. Oh, throughout Scripture our hearts are warmed by the rising day spring. Throughout time men of faith have looked for the day when the day star would appear. For it is at one point on life's horizon at the break of the day that the sun arises. But in Zacharias's thrilling song, the day spring would visit, the day star appear. Here he learned of the eventual visitation to the earth of the long-awaited Messiah. Here Zacharias rejoices to discover that bone of his bone is to become the forerunner of the long-awaited day star, the Anointed One, Israel's Messiah. John is to be that voice shouting in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." Oh, what a joy for that father to realize that the one soon to come was to be his son, that his son was to announce the coming son, the long-awaited Messiah, the Son of God, the light of the world. Yet he must never be tempted to go further than the Lord instructed. Thus far, for John was but the herald of the coming Son of righteousness, who was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. How soon must John use those important words when pointing to the sun? He must wax and I must wane. He must increase, but I must decrease. For he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. What was the testimony of the day spring, this voice in the wilderness? What was the message of the one who called, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord"? What was the proclamation and position of the forerunner of the Lord? He was no more than a signpost, a pointer to the way. He was only a guide to benighted pilgrims, shepherding them into the way of peace. He was just a sign, a lone pointer to the light. He was a solitary guidepost to those that are sitting in darkness. Oh, John's mission was unique, for he was forerunner and friend of the bridegroom. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is no greater than John the Baptist. And yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. How can this be? John, the last of the prophets, was thus destined to be the bridegroom's friend. Yet those of us who believe in his name are predestined to become his bride. Should not we, who are thus destined to be sons of God and joint heirs with Christ, should not we, who through life's difficulties are being conformed into his image, should not we similarly proclaim the way to life and light? Should not we who are now children of the light announce his soon return? Should not we take up the mantle of the baptizer to proclaim the day of the Lord? Should we not recognize that our role of proclaimers means humiliation and hardship? Should not we understand that the way to the light of life is death to the world. Oh, remember, beloved child of God, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.